God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
Jesus is my Lord.
Amen.
Time to praise.
Hallelujah.
God said,
神说,
let there be light.
要有光。
I was sitting there a little while ago saying, Oh Lord, let there be light.
我刚才坐在那里的时候, 在那里向主说, 主啊, 要有光。
We thank the Lord. How many of you know what language we're going to speak in heaven?
有多少人知道我们在天上要说什么样的话?
I know most of you think Mandarin or I think English, but
我想你们在座的大多数在想要讲国语, 我认为要讲英文。
It is very interesting that Amen is a universal language word.
很奇妙的, 阿们这是一个通用的, 语言。
I have been speaking these mornings on the will of God.
在这几个早上我都讲到神的旨意。
I want to continue this morning with the will of God.
早上我继续讲神的旨意。
And our particular burden today is proving the will of God.
今天早上我愿意所交通的是查验神的旨意。
We will turn, first of all, to the book of Romans, chapter 12, where we find this particular text.
我们先打开罗马书12章, 在那里我们能够看到, 这一句。
We are very familiar with the fact that Paul has been leading through the book of Romans to this one point in chapter 12.
我们都很熟悉保罗在罗马书的里面一直讲到这里这一个地方。
And he beseeches us to give our bodies to him.
他劝勉我们要把身体献给神。
Let us begin reading with verse 1.
我们从第一节开始读,
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以弟兄们,我以神的慈悲劝你们,将身体献上,当作活祭,是圣洁的,是神所喜悦的,你们如此侍奉,乃是理所当然的,不要效法这个世界,只要心意更新而变化,叫你们查验何为神的善良,纯全,可喜悦的旨意。
I think it is important to realize as we are going on with the Lord, we can often look back and say, Oh God, I proved your word. It proved to be true. This is the good will of God.
当我们跟随主一段日子,我们都会发现,主啊,我们查验了,知道你的话语是真实的,你的心意实在是美好的。
I have always enjoyed studying the life of Abraham. And we will turn to Genesis to begin with this morning.
我很喜欢读亚伯拉罕的生平,所以我们现在就打开创世纪来看一看。In
Genesis 12, we get a glimpse of God's dealing with Abraham.
在创世纪12章那里,就看到神怎样带领亚伯拉罕。
I like to say at times that this whole book we have is the story of one man and his family.
我愿意说, 这一, 本书我们所要讲的就是一个人和他的一家。
It is interesting after Noah off the scene, now God begins to speak in a new way, and Abraham becomes his father of faith.
我们很留意到在挪亚之后经过一段的日子亚伯拉罕就成为那个信心之父那个重点。
Abraham has been called out of the idolatrous area he'd been living in to a new place.
亚伯拉罕就从那拜偶像的之地被呼召出来到另外一个地方。
And we begin to read something very unique in God's dealing with Abraham.
我们来读一读神怎样带领亚伯拉罕那其中一个很特殊的点。
The first time in the scripture where we have an appearance to a man.
在圣经的里面头一次向着人有这样的一个启示。
Verse 7 says,
第七节这样说,
And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord.Who appeared unto him.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说我要把这地赐给你的后裔亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east.And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord.
从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山支搭帐篷西边是伯特利东边是爱他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛求告耶和华的名。
It was many, many years ago when the Lord opened my eyes to see the significance of some of these names in the book of Genesis.
几年前神开启我的眼睛叫我看到在 这里几个地方他们的那一个重要性。
I had been studying and suddenly recognized that Abraham pitched his tent between Bethel And Ai.
我们读到亚伯兰他支搭帐篷是在伯特利跟爱的中间。
And I felt like the Lord giving me a little burden to recognize that even as in Abraham, so in my life, he was going to give sharpness of focus.
神叫我看到不仅在亚伯兰的身上在我的身上神也叫我能够专注一点。
Most of you know Bethel is a very familiar place and it is really a word that represents the house of God.
我们都知道伯特利这个地方是代表了神的家。
I felt like the Lord was saying,When I am fulfilling through Abraham my purpose, he will bring forth the house of God.
神在这里说，透过亚伯拉罕，我来成就我的旨意，他要带进神的家。
But I was further interested when I discovered that Ai represents a heap of ruins.
但我又留意到爱就是一个废墟一堆 废墟
And immediately I saw instead of stones that are being built together in the house of God I saw a whole pile or a heap of stones that had never been worked on
马上我就看到一方面是一些的石头被建造成为神的家另外一面，我要看到一堆的石头，就堆在那里。
Sometimes I think the Lord is only speaking to me and I like to give it to everybody else.
有的时候我觉得神是特别向我说话, 我也愿意让大家都知道。
But he said to me, your life can either come to fulfill the burden, the house of God, or you can end up with a heap of ruins.
他向我说, 你的, 一生可以成为, 建造成为神的家, 或者你的一生只不过是一堆乱石头。
I was ministering at that time with Brother Sparks in Aichi, Switzerland.
我那个时候跟斯麦克弟兄, 在瑞士那里一同服侍。
And I was telling him, I felt like the Lord was saying, son, it's either this or this. You make a choice.
我就跟他说, 那个时候我觉得神向我说, 儿子啊, 或者是这样, 或者是那样, 你可以做一个拣选。
And then he said, son, God's ends are always in the beginning.
同时他也说, 儿啊, 神, 的目的也常常就在那起初的, 地方。
And I began to realize it's the glory of God to hide and conceal things.
我就觉得, 看到神的荣耀, 是隐藏在一些事物的, 后面。
It's honorable and kingly for men to search out the meanings of the Lord's words.
人就应当去这样的来寻找, 寻求, 找出那个神的心意。
I said to Brother Sparks, do you think this is just a word for me or should I share it with others?
我就跟斯百克弟兄说, 这只是神给我的呢, 还是我应当跟, 向众人分享。
God always hides his end or goal in the beginning when he was working.
神总是把他的目的, 隐藏在他起初所做的功的里面。
So I made a choice that day before the Lord.
所以那一天我在主面前做了这样的一个选择。
I don't want to end up with just ruins, but learning how to build with you what you really want.
我不要在我一生的末了的时候只是成为一堆乱石头, 我乃是要与神一同同工, 建造, 神的家。
Suddenly my burden began to be how can we bring all these living stones and fit them together into the house of God?
从那之后我就一直在那里寻求要将所有的活石一同联络建造成为神的灵宫。
About this time we moved to Indianapolis with great expectancy.
就在这个时候, 我们满怀期望地搬到了印第安纳州。
We were attempting to bring many of God's people to see the vision of what God really wanted.
我们愿意把许许多多神的子民能够带到这一个意象, 看到神所要的。
And I began to try to work with God to fix up some of these stones so that they would fit in the house.
我就与神同工把这些石头把它处理好了好一同被建造。
I began to shape them up and try to fit them.
我就在那里磨它们希望它们能够配合得好。
Pretty hard to shape up stones that are very lively.
你知道一个活石是很难来塑造它的。
They were believers, but they hadn't yet found their place in the house of God.
他们是信徒, 但是在神的家中, 他们还没有找到他们的那, 一个位置。
But I spent many months in those days trying to get people to see that they needed to be fit together in order to serve the Lord.
就在那个时候, 我就花了不少的时间功夫, 叫他们能够看见他们要能够联络得合适好一同被建造。
And I realized as I moved around how many groups of people were a lovely heap of stones.
然后我到处走一走的时候看到 多少的地方都是一堆乱石头。
But to get them to fit in the house and become a part of God's glory.
要叫他们能够被联络合适能够成为神的家。
I'm not sure I'm getting through to you this morning.
我想我可能没有把我的意思能够讲得太清楚。
I ask you a question.
我问你一个问题。
How many of you at one time were in a heap of ruins?
你们在座的有多少人曾经就在这一堆乱石头的中间？
I look at your faces and I see you don't understand me.
我看你们的那个面孔表情，你们不懂我所讲的。
Let me put it this way. How many ever change from one pile to another?
或者我问一问，你们有没有从这一堆到那一堆换来换去？
You said, I'm home at last, I found the right pile.
你说我终于找到了，我找到我的该属于的这一堆里面。
The trouble with being in a pile is you run into very sharp edges and other stones.
你在这一堆石头的里面，你就会问题就会出现，你会碰到一些很尖的这些石头。
But I must move on and just simply say,God gave me a burden to participate with him in the building of the house for his own people.
我必须继续地讲下去，但是神就让我与他同工一同来建造他的灵宫。
Then I saw something else very interesting.
然后我又看到一个很有意思的事情。
At least to me, it was a very interesting thing.
对我来讲是很有意思的。
He said that Abraham would be building an altar and he would be pitching his tent.
在那里讲到亚伯兰筑了一座坛，他要自搭帐篷在那里。
I immediately recognized that the altar was his place of totally giving himself to God for God's purpose.
那一个祭坛乃是他完全的把自己献给神，为着神的旨意。
At this point, the offering was the whole burnt offering.
在这个时候完全是燔祭。
Which always speaks of our total giving and dedication to God for his purpose.
是我们完全献上，完全为着他的目的。
Abraham again and again builds altars in the process.
在整个过程的里面，亚伯拉罕不断的筑坛。
But I began to recognize that the tent was an important part.
然后我又留意到帐篷也是很重要的一部分。
The tent was where I dwelled to fulfill God's purpose.
那个帐篷就是我所居住的地方，为着神的目的。
But I went through a period of time in which I was more important, dealing with my tent than with the altar.
但是有一段时间我却更多的去注意我的帐篷比我去注意那个祭坛更多。
I love to build houses.
我喜欢盖房子。
Big ones.
大房子。
Adequate ones.
这很合居住的房子。
And suddenly I realized that my tent had become my altar.
然后我就发现我的帐篷我的居所就成为我的祭坛。
I believe God wants every Abraham to have an adequate tent.
我相信神要亚伯拉罕有一个和居住的一个帐篷。
But he is not to be consumed with his dwelling, what he wants, but rather with God's house.
但是他不要他就把他全部的注意力就注意在他所住的地方，乃是要将注意力去注意神。
So I began to see how many times God hides principles in the very beginning, and then they begin to unfold.
就看到神如何在一起头的时候就将他的心意藏在其中，然后慢慢的叫
叫我们发现。
I have had the privilege sometimes of speaking very pointedly to some brothers and sisters saying, I think maybe your tent is getting more important than your altar.
我有的时候很直截了当的告诉一些弟兄们，你的帐篷比你的祭坛更重要。
Now, sisters, I believe in a tent.
姊妹们，我知道我知道这个帐篷的重要。
An adequate tent.
一个合宜的帐篷。
But it must not be the preoccupation of our life.
但这不是我们一生都专注的一件事情。
I remember one of our young elders saw a big old house with 12 or 13 rooms.
我记得一位年轻的长老他看到一间大房子有13间房子。
He and his wife dedicated themselves to stripping all the molding and getting it all fixed up to live in.
他这么大13间的房子，他们就在那里修理要把它整个的装修好起来。
I'd had their marriage, and I'd love to see them grow and develop in the Lord.
我知道在他们的婚姻的里面，他们要一同在主里面来成长。
But I said simply, brother, don't waste all your time on just repairing a house.
但是我就向这个弟兄说，弟兄，不要把你全副的精力就在这里盖房子。
5 years later,They'd spent all these hours on a lovely tent.
就五年之后，他们把他们全部的时间就花费在这个帐篷上。
But Bethel was neglected in that town.
在他们所的经历的里面，把伯特利忽略了。
I don't want to speak personally, but just to say to you this morning, be very sure that your dedication.To the building of what God wants.
我不愿意指着任何一个人来说，但我愿意指出来，让我们把我们的精神注意在建造神的殿。
So I share with us this morning, God's goal or God's end is eventually to have a living house with living stones.
我愿意指出来，神的旨意。神的目的乃是要有活石建造一个灵宫。
In Ephesians 2:21 and 22, he speaks of that which groweth unto a holy habitation for God.
在以弗所书第二章第21节22节那里讲到要有一个灵宫被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
I simply share this now to give us some overview of the life of Abraham.
我分享这些只是让我们看一看亚伯拉罕他的一生。
And we look way down to the corridor of time to the end.
我们一直的越过时间看到那个终局。
And we see that one day Abraham will find fulfillment. There will be a house for God's dwelling.
亚伯拉罕就看到那有一天有一个居所是合乎神居住的。
And so I love to go back to the book of Genesis and discover the meanings of different names and places.
所以我愿意我总是喜欢回到创世纪几处来看一看一些地点那个名字的意义。
I would have to be honest in saying, Lord, it is very difficult to get some people fit into their place in the house of God.
我必须很坦白的说主啊，很多少的时候很难叫有一些人能够被建造配搭的合适来建造。
In order to fit,He has to do a lot of chopping and cutting away in our lives.
为了叫我们能够联络得合适，他总是要切割在我们的生命的里面。
And you know this morning that God is working to bring about this glorious temple for his dwelling.
今天早上你知道神在那里做工，要带进神这一个灵宫合乎他居住。
The process by which he does it is those who give themselves at the altar in dedication.
他说做的过程乃是有一群人把自己完全献上给他。
So it is not just a matter of growth, but there is a matter of being built together.
所以不但是成长，而且是一同被建造。
Now this is old to most of you, but for the young people, let me say, be very careful in your focus of life.
对于你们大多数的人，这都是很熟悉的。但为着年轻人，我必须提醒你们，对于你们一生，你们专注什么事情要非常的注意。
Then I began to recognize that God's will is something that unfolds as we walk with Him.
当我们与他同行的时候，神的旨意就慢慢的向我们展开。
One verse we turn to, you know it very well, in Romans chapter 1.
我们来看一看罗马书第一章，或者我们很熟悉的一节圣经。
I well remember turning on the radio one evening to hear the familiar voice of Charles Fuller.
我记得有天晚上我打开收音机，听到很熟悉的声音，我们的弟兄Charles Fuller.
It was a very busy Sunday, in this closing hour that evening before I went to sleep, he said, turn to Romans 1, verse 1.
那是主日晚上我要睡觉之前，他就说打开罗马书第一章第一节。
And he said,God's will has three aspects.
神的旨意有三个方面。
There's the general aspect.
有一般性的。
There's the special.
有特别的方面。
And the specific.
还有很指定的方面。
Let me show it to you in this verse.
我愿意在这一节的里面来指出来。
Paul.A servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
This general calling Paul speaks of is one of being a servant.
这一个一般性的就是做仆人。
As the Lord worked in his life, he finally moved him into a more special calling or will for his life.
当神在保罗的身上做工，就带进他一个特别很指定的一个特别的一点。
Young people are all the time saying, how can I really know what God wants in my life?
年轻人总是问，我怎么知道神要我一生做什么？
You can find immediately opportunity to serve as the Lord gives you burden.
你当主给你负担，你可以马上找到你该服侍的岗位。
And I believe Paul spent some time very early serving, learning to give himself for the Lord.
我相信保罗在开始的时候他也是在那里服侍主。
Then it says there was in the church at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, and as they served and ministered to the Lord, the Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul.
所以在安提阿那里有使徒有先知，当他们一同在那里祷告的时候，圣灵说要差遣保罗出去。
Because Paul was faithful in his serving and ministering, the Lord was able to open the more special thing for his life.
因着保罗在那里忠心服侍主，所主就特别差遣他
So the Spirit is saying, I set them apart for the work in their life.
所以圣灵就说, 我把他们分别出来为着这个服事。
Paul and Barnabas move out and are planting churches wherever they go.
所以保罗跟巴拉巴就出去, 传道, 建立教会。
My burden for us as young people today is, O Lord, help us to find your place in serving to begin with.
所以年轻人, 愿意你向主有这样的祷告, 主啊, 让我, 知道我该在哪里服侍。
Because if you have been faithful in this, God can open something more special.
如果你在一般性的服侍的里面, 能够忠心, 神必带领你, 在一个, 特别的, 岗位上服侍。
I seriously question that anyone, even in the Bible, knew way ahead what was going to unfold for their life.
我想很少人能够, 知道在他一生的前面是, 神怎样开展, 让他完全的知道。
Paul learned to serve, and then God could open the door for him to go forth planting churches.
保罗这样的服侍, 神差遣他去建立教会。
But I ask you, what is the more specific thing that God wanted to work out through Paul's life?
但是我必须问, 神在保罗的身上有一个什么指定的, 地方是神要, 要他的。
Because of these churches he had planted, the time came for him to write letters.
因着他所建立的教会, 到了时候, 他就要写信给他们。
To these churches.
像这些教会, 他写信给他们。
Now I know many folk would say, I'd like to write letters.
我知道你们很多人说, 我都喜欢写信。
But you can't write letters unless there's somebody to write them to.
你不能够, 如果没有对象, 你也写, 你也不能写信。
So the general unfolds into the special and then the specific thing that he had for him.
所以一般性的, 就进到特别的方面, 然后进到, 指定的方面。
Can you realize this morning, we today enjoy the Pauline epistles? What a blessing.
你有没有认识到, 我们如今因着保罗的书信受了多少的, 帮助跟益处。
No one can ever fully measure what their life is going to be in the light of eternity.
没有人, 我们能够完全的明白在永世的里面, 我们的一生的价值。
You can take various individuals in the Bible and run them through this little grid.
我们能够, 将圣经一些, 的人物拿来, 来分析一下。
I love the story of Joseph.
我很喜欢约瑟的故事。
Joseph, you remember, was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers.
你知道约瑟被他那些, 嫉妒他的, 哥哥们把他卖到埃及做奴隶。
God had been preparing him in his life to serve.
神来在他, 预备他来服侍。
He was sold into Potiphar's house and there took over the headship of the house.
他在波提法的家里面, 他被卖到他的家里面, 然后他在, 他家服侍, 做, 管家。
And you know the testing that Joseph went through in the house when the wife tempted him.
你知道在那个家中, 他的服侍, 他所受的试探, 祖母来, 引诱他。
Then we discover that Joseph is in prison because of this I love the little word that comes out, the Lord favored Joseph.
我特别喜欢, 说主神眷顾他。
Joseph learns even in prison to give himself, and suddenly he's head of the prisoners.
约瑟在监狱的里面也很快的他也得到欣赏他也在监狱的里面是做管。
I'm simply saying this morning that God's way unfolds as we walk in obedience to Him.
我愿意很简单的说，当我们就是这样顺服的跟随着主的时候，他就慢慢的来将他的目的来开展。Isn't
it interesting? We said that God's ends are in the beginning.
我们说到神的目的就在起初的里面。Very
early, Joseph had this dream.
约瑟在他年幼的时候，他就有这样的梦。It
was twofold.
是两方面的。First,
he saw all the sheaves of grain bowing to his sheaf.
他看到那些麦捆，所有其他的麦捆向着他这个麦捆来拜。
Then he saw the heavenly bodies all acknowledging him.
他也看到天上的一些的星体来拜他。
I think this gives us a little overview of what God is working toward.
这就显示到神在他身上所要做的工。
When Abraham reached a certain point, God changed his name from Abram to Abraham.
当亚伯拉罕在他一生的日子的里面到了一个光景，他的名字就从亚伯兰被改为亚伯拉罕。
Not merely father of an exalted father, but father of many nations.
他不但为父，而且是多国的父。
Once he saw his posterity as the sands of the sea.
看到他所蒙的祝福如同海边的沙。
Now we saw them as the stars of the sky in great multitude.
如今更看到他如同天上的星星一样。
So we ask the question this morning.
所以早上我们问一个问题,
How much do we know ahead of what God is going to do?
我们能够预先知道多少神在我们身上所要做的工。
I believe His will comes to us like a little rosebud, a little flower bud.
我相信他的心意向着我们就像一个花苞一样。
As we walk with Him, it unfolds and becomes a lovely blossom.
我们与他同行，慢慢的就这样的开展，开展成一朵鲜艳的花朵。Now
this is the long range, the unfolding of God in the life of Paul, Abraham, Joseph.
这是一个长期性的，在保罗、在亚伯拉罕、在约瑟的身上。
Not only to be head in Egypt of all the Pharaoh's palace,
不但在埃及，在法老的家中做宰相。
I ask you the question this morning.
早上我再问你一个问题。
Do you want to know what's ahead in fulfilling your purpose?
你愿意预先知道来成就你的目的吗？
I think it is the wisdom of the Lord that it unfolds as we go along.
我相信这是神的智慧，是叫我们慢慢往前行的时候，再慢慢的解开给我们。
I've honestly come to the conclusion that foreknowledge is terrible.
我深信，我们预先知道对我们来讲毫无好处。
Are you there?
你。 听清楚了吗?
If we only knew some of the preparing that God has ahead for us,
如果我们能够事先知道神在我们身上所要做的一些预备的工作,
we'd be inclined to say, Thank you, Lord, I pass to somebody else.
我们就会说, 主, 谢谢你, 我让给别人吧。
I have questioned through the years many individuals about the unfolding of God's will in their life.
我一直有这样的一个问题在一些人的身上, 神慢慢展开的旨意。
I longed for the opportunity to have met Watchman Nee.
我渴慕有一天我能够见到弥陀森弟兄。
His books have been such tremendous value in my life.
他的书对我有极大的帮助。
I question even as a man of God how much he knew was way ahead.
作为一位神人来说, 我要问他到底他是预先知道了多少, 神在他身上, 以后所要做的功。
I just add this sort of parenthetically.
我愿意就是这样的加这样一点。
One day we were on our way to Switzerland and I stopped in New York.
就在要去瑞士的时候我们经过纽约。
Brother Stephen Kong just whispered to me, there's a possibility of getting Watchman Nee out of prison.
我记得江守道就悄悄地跟我讲可能有机会我们可以将尼托森从监狱的里面被释放出来。
I saw great expectation in his heart and in his eyes.
从他的眼神中从他的心中我感觉到有多么大的一个期望在其中。
Perhaps for $50,000 he could be ransomed out to the underground.
或者五万块钱能够把他赎出来。
I thought, oh Lord, that would be wonderful. I will pray hard.
我说主啊这实在太好了我要迫切地为这个事情祷告。
2 weeks later when I came back to the airport in New York.
两个星期之后我回到纽约机场的时候。
I met Brother Kong.
我又见到江守道弟兄。
I said, tell me quick, what's happening?
我说赶快告诉我怎么样了。
He said, our brother refused to come out on that basis.
他就说我们的弟兄不愿意在这样的一个情况下出来。
I'm not sure that he understood it was just an unfolding of God's will in his life.
我在想他知不知道在他一生 前面的路这样开展的时候他是不是完全的明白。
And I have questioned the great esteem we have from reading all his books.
我们这样因着读了他的这么多的书我们对他这样的尊重。
But maybe if the actual man had stood up and given some words people didn't like.
或者当他个人来到这里他讲一些话的时候可能我们还不喜欢听呢。
We would have had a different attitude.
我们就有一个不同的态度。
What are you saying this morning?
你为什么早上说这些话呢?
God wants to bring every one of us into the fulfillment of the specific thing for our life.
神要将我们每一个为着我们一生的里面那一个特别的地方叫我们能够成就他的旨意。
He alone knows what that specific thing he desires in your life and mine.
唯有他知道在你我一生的里面他所要的。
Now, in order to understand the next, I want to introduce a tree.
为着我下面要讲的，我要指着像棵树一样。
In Revelation, we read there's the called, the chosen, the faithful.
在启示录的里面，蒙召的，被拣选的，还有那忠心的。
He says in Matthew, many are the called, but few are chosen.
蒙召的多，选上的少。
And of course, very few are faithful to the very end.
但更少人能够忠心到底。
Let me suggest to you this morning that in proving God's way in our life, we are all like a tree.
我愿意早上这样的说，我们为着能够查验神的旨意，我们的一生像一棵树一样。
I like to use this brief way of saying that there are different callings, different ways in which God works in our life.
我愿意说，在我们一生的里面，神用着不同的方法不同的呼召。
In the church, we have the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, the deacons, the elders. These are all calling in the church.
在教会的里面有先知，有使徒，有教师，有牧师，有传福音的，也有长老执事，这是教会里面的呼召。
In our personal life, we have the calling to be a husband or a father.
在我们个人的生活上，有人被召做丈夫，做父亲。
God may call you to be a doctor, a nurse.
或者神要你做医生，做护士。
These are the giftings that God gives to the church.
这些是神给教会的恩赐。
But now we're going to turn to a key portion in Romans where we've been reading.
然后我们来到罗马书里面我们所读的一个很关键性的地方。
In chapter 12, in proving the will of God in our lives.
在罗马书十二章那里讲到在我们的生活的里面来查验神的旨意。
It is very interesting after chapter 12 begins, he speaks of the different giftings that God gives to individuals.
在十二章开始的之后他就讲到神在教会的里面各种的恩赐。
I know throughout the country the last 20 years there's been much interest in the motivation gifts that God gives.
在过去二十年的里面，在各地的教会的里面，很注重神这个恩赐的问题。
I believe the best way to picture it is the fact that God gives to each individual one main tap root that governs what he does.
我相信神给我们每一个人就像一棵树的一个主根，主要的根一样，那一个
And then Paul goes on. We're going to read it now to explain these variety of motivation giftings.
然后保罗继续的讲到来在教会的里面这些不同的这些的恩赐。
Let's look at them for a moment in chapter 12. We begin to read.
我们来看一看十二章的里面，我们来读一读。
Verse 3, For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
第三节，我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same function.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
So we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一生互相联络做肢体也是如此。
Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言。
Or ministry or serving,Let us serve or minister. He that teacheth, let him do it with teaching.
或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导。
We read these various enablements that God builds into us.
我们读到这一些神所加给我们的。
Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness.
或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
I'm trying to say this morning that I believe there is one main taproot that God gives to each of us in our ministry.
我愿意说，在我们的服事的里面，神给我们每一个如同一棵树的那个主根一样啊，加给我们。
It is wonderful how God builds this into our natural being.
啊，神如何把这个建造在我们天然的人的里面。
These are built into us in our very birth.
啊，在我们一出生的时候，就在我们的里面。
You can move out among people in the normal world.
啊，你去到世界的里面啊。你就能够发现。
And you can find this natural gifting that develops among people.
在人的中间你看到这种天然的恩赐能够这样发展发表出来。
After some years, I finally came to recognize that probably my taproot was that of teaching.
经过多年之后，我发现我的那一份可能是教导。
I love to deal with principles.
我很喜欢来教导一些原则。
But in order to balance our life so that we can be fruitful and effective, he wants us to have side roots in which we develop a mature life.
但为了叫我们能够平衡的成长，所以在这个主根上又要一些的小的根来成长出来。
The teacher deals with principles. The prophet says, "Let's do it."
教导人的按照原则来教导，然后说预言的就说。就只是我们这样的去做。
In a moment, I want to show you a diagram which shows you how God divides among His body.
过一下我会用一个图表来讲到神怎样在这个身体的里面来把我们各按各职放进去。
I meet folk who say, "I'd like to taproot a giving."
或者我说我喜欢神所给我的这一个主根。
Let me illustrate it with this little picture.
我愿意用这样的一个图画来表明。
Before I say that, let me make the distinction between the fact that there are gifts that God gives to the church. This is our trunk.Then there are the root life that it develops within us. But up here in our life, we either ministry by gift that God gives, and we hang some gifts on the tree, or by fruit that develops in our life.
我先再讲明一下，神给教会有各样的恩赐，然后又有根，在那里支持着。然后在这个树上我们可以按照恩赐来服侍，也有结出一些果子。
Fruit grows，
那个果子是长成的。
God gives gifting for ministry，
神所赐的恩赐是为了服侍。
In his book Watchman he says there is the ministry by life or the ministry by gift。
在尼托生的书的里面，是有结果子的服事，还有恩赐的服事。
Someone very young in the Lord can have gifting to give to someone.
在主里面年幼的可以有恩赐能够赐给人。
You see, God hangs these on the tree.
神把这些挂在树上。
But fruit grows and develops through much time.
但是果子是经过一段年日慢慢长成的。
So we need to distinguish between the ministry gifts in 1 Corinthians.
但是我们必须能够分辨哥林多前书所讲的恩赐的服事。
The callings that God gives us, like the trunk of the tree.
神给我们的呼召如同这个树干。
Here in Romans, he is speaking of the root life that motivates, helps us to do what we do.
在罗马书十二章，这一个是扎根的的生活。
Now let me use this rather ugly illustration to speak of the fact that here is a lady who's bringing a tray to serve seven people at a table.
我用着这个图画，一位女士拿了一盘的菜来服侍七位人。
Suddenly, her foot slips.And the whole tray and the desserts all fall to the floor.
因着他绊倒了结果整盘的食物甜点通通
掉在地上。We look on and we notice seven different responses that come from these seated at the table.
我们就看到这坐在桌子上的七个人就有七种不同的反应。
Listen to what the prophet says.That's what happens when you're not careful.
所以我们看到那里说你如果不小心就是这样。
How many identify with the prophet?
有谁是有这样的反应
Oh, I see focus it. I like that.
有人是一个是这样的反应。
Here is the server who responds, Oh, let me help you clean it up. He desires to fulfill the real need.
我们服侍人的就说让我来帮助你把它收理一下为了是一个需要。
Now the teacher says you need to know the principle of balance.
然后做教师的就说你要懂得怎样平衡。
The reason it fell is that it was too heavy on one side.
因为你跌倒是因为有一边太重了。
And the individual is going to, well, we won't go into it. Anyway, the exhorter says, next time, let's serve the dessert with the meal. It's going to correct the future.
然后那一个鼓励人就说下一次我们先用餐。
The giver says, I'll be happy to buy a new dessert.
有人的反应就说我另外再去买一些甜点来。
Mercy says, don't feel badly. It could have happened to anyone.
一个带着恩典怜悯的就说不要觉得难过，这个每个人都可能发生的事情。
The organizer says, Jim, would you get the mop? Sue, please pick it up. Mary, help me with another dessert.
那个有组织性的人就分派工作了。
I was very interested this morning as we were moving the chairs into place.
早上当我们成排椅子的时候，我留意到。
And I saw one brother very carefully say, "Now you do this way."
我看到一位弟兄就指示说你要这样做。
And the thing about an organizer is you can only have one.
但是你知道那个有组织性的人，你只能有一个。
If you have two, you've got some problems.
如果有两个人都是这样，那你就会有问题了。
Why are you sharing this with us this morning?
为什么你早上跟我们讲这些？
You think God made you free?
你想神造你出来是自由的吗？
We have some freedom of choice.
我们有拣选的自由。
But really, God has marked you out.Or predestined you for a certain place to fulfill.
神是把你特别的分别出来，指定你在一个特定的位置上。
He has called you to fulfill a unique, a special thing in your life and family and church.
他呼召你在你的家庭，在教会的里面，在你一生的里面，有一个特别的指定的位置。
Now, I think I can say that these motivations, these root lines, this is not just because I'm a Christian. Everybody has this, their natural abilities within.
我想到 这几点，这几个不同的反应，不是因为他们是基督徒，乃是在天然的里面，他们就是这样的性情。
Every one of us has a specific place to fulfill in our calling.
在我们的蒙召的里面，我们每一个人都有一个特别指定的的位置。
So we are saying we are all the called.
我们说我们都是蒙召的。
According to a purpose.
是按照他旨意蒙被召的。
Isn't it interesting that Paul goes all the way through Romans to chapter 12? Then he says,
然后我们留意到保罗在罗马书的里面一直讲到十二章这里。
There are many natural giftings that we have. It is when the Holy Spirit comes that they become alive.
我们都有许许多多那天然的的才干，然后圣灵来把它点活了。
And he it is who not only helps organize, but gives discernment and wisdom in the various giftings we have.
他来到不但把它组织起来，还加上智慧，加上各样。
So, I am one of the called according to purpose.
我们是按照他旨意被召的。
Who among the called get chosen for special work?
在那些被召的人中间，有哪个是被选上为这特别的一个服事？
Those who serve with the minimum of complaint.
那些就是不埋怨的在那里忠心的服事。
They get chosen in the church.
他们在教会的里面被选上。
We decide something needs to be done. We say, oh, call John, call Bill, call. They are chosen because of their motivation.
我们在有一个需要，我们就说找这一位，找那一位，因为他们被选上是为着这个目的。
But among the chosen, God enables them. There are those who are faithful to the end.
那些被选上的，有一些他们忠心到底。
I have again and again said, Lord, I know you've chosen. Help me to be faithful.
我一次又一次的向主说，主啊，你选上我，但帮助我能够忠心。
You see, in many ways, the way God has uniquely designed us, we're not as free as we thought we were.
你知道，神是这样的定规下来，我们并不是像我们想象的有这么多的自由。
I would like to be able to preach like my brother Godwin does.
我实在盼望我可以像我们的孙弟兄这样的来讲道。
I say, Lord, if you'd give me a flow of words like that.
主啊，你把我能够给我有这样的口才多好。
But God says we don't need too many voices.
但是主说我并不需要那么多的声音。
You follow your calling.
你按照你所蒙的呼召来做。
I visit my brother who is a doctor.
我去看我的哥哥，他是做医生的。
And I see mercy extended through his life all the time.
我看到在他一生的里面，他都是蛮有带着怜悯。
He whispered to me the other day as we stopped at his place in Tennessee.
前几天我在 Tennessee 那里去看他的时候，他这样跟我说。
I have 27 dying patients with cancer right now.
我有27位患着癌症的病人，他们实在病危。
Lord, I'm glad you didn't call me to that job.
我说主啊，实在感谢你，你没有呼召我去做这样的工作。
But there's a matter of faithfulness in what God has chosen us for.
但是在神选上我们的啊的服事的里面，我们必须忠心。
I close with this.
啊，我做这样的结束。
I look back through many, many years of ministry.
我看一看我那么多年的服事。
And while we're all claiming, O Lord, help us to be faithful.
虽然我们都这样说，主啊，帮助我忠心。
You can only be faithful in your own calling and choice.
你只能在你自己的蒙召被选上的事上来忠心。
I don't share this often, but maybe it's appropriate this morning.
我并不是常常分享到这一点，但我觉得早上我应当分享。
Have you ever been in a situation where you were confronted with something that needed real wisdom?
你有没有遇到这样的情况，在一些难处的里面，你实在需要有智慧。
And you looked up and said, Lord,And he gave you a word of wisdom.
你就仰望主说主啊，他就给你那智慧的话。
And you say, where did that come from?
你说那这是从哪来的？
It was a gift that God hung on your tree.
啊，这是神把这一个恩赐挂在你的树上。
So you could minister to someone else.
这样你能够服侍啊别人。
Sometimes a word of knowledge.
啊，或者啊一些啊。智慧知识的话。
Sometimes an exhortation of faith that breaks through.
或者因着信心的激励能够突破这个问题。
I appreciate why Watchman Nee says we must learn to minister by life, by the fruit in our lives.
但我很感谢尼托森弟兄讲到我们要用生命的果子来服侍。
But when we need a gifting,God hangs a package in our tree.
但是当我们需要恩赐的时候，神就把这个恩赐挂在我们的树上。
Many years ago, I was in Charlotte ministering.
几年前我在 Charlotte 这个地方服侍。
I was speaking each morning to a lovely group of ladies in a large home.
每天早上我在一个很大的家里面跟一群妇女们跟他们分享。
One morning, Billy Graham's mother came and said to me, Vern, you're the only man here. Would you like to have another one?
有一天早上格培尼的母亲就跟我说你是我们中间唯一的男人，你愿不愿意还有一个男人？
Oh yes, I'd welcome another man with me.
我当然盼望另外有个男人过来。
I will bring my son tomorrow. I'd like for you to meet him.
他就说我明天我把我儿子带来你来见见他。
I was prayerful. I have known Billy Graham for years, but not his brother.
认识格培尼也已经很多年了所以但我没有见过他弟弟。
As I listened to this brother, my heart went out to him.
当我听到这位弟兄的交通的时候，我的心就实在渴慕着。
Billy Graham has been in the spotlight, known throughout the world.
格培尼因着全世界的人都知道他。
His younger brother was staying home milking cows.
但他的弟弟在家里面就是养羊，养牛。
As I visited with Melvin, the brother that morning,
所以那天早上，当我遇到格培尼的弟弟的Melvin 的时候
，He said, "You know, Billy was saved when he was 16. I was saved when I was 11."
他说你知道格培尼他是16岁得救的，他说我11岁就得救了。
You've seen what's happening to Billy as he travels around the world.
你看格培尼他 传福音，你看到他的行踪。
But I'm just staying home, taking care of my parents and milking cows.
但是我就留在家里面照顾父母，然后养牛。
I remember looking into his eyes and saying this.
我记得我就望着他，跟他这样说。
In our calling, God gives every one of us a stewardship.
在我们所蒙召的里面，神都给我们做管家。
And stewards, it's one thing that God requires.
神所要求我们的要做管家。
Stewards must be faithful in their own calling.
做管家的就在他们所蒙召的里面要忠心。
God may have not called you to be a great speaker.
神没有呼召你做一个大的讲道的人。
But Melvin, when we stand to be evaluated at the Bema judgment,
但是这一位 Melvin 弟兄在那一个审判台前，
God wants just one thing of you.
神所要求你的只是一件。
Will you be faithful in your calling?
你在你所蒙的召里面，你是不是忠心？
I felt like God was giving me a special word for him, though I didn't know.
我是觉得神是给了我一些特别的话讲给他听，这不是我原来知道的。
I prayed for him that God would help him to be faithful in his particular calling.
我求神保守他，在他所蒙的那一个特别的护照的里面能够忠心。
The next morning, Billy Graham's mother came to me. She said, "What did you tell Melvin yesterday?"
然后接着一天，格菲你的母亲就来跟我说，你昨天跟Melvin说了什么话？
Oh, she said, he's been so cheerful, he's been singing, he's so joyful, you must have said something.
你一定跟他说了什么话，他整天就非常喜乐，在那里歌唱。
She said, I like the change.
他说我很喜欢他这样的改变。
I said, Melvin, you be faithful in your own calling.
我说 Melvin, 你在你自己所蒙的召里面，你要忠心。
And then she said, I've got a daughter. Could I bring her tomorrow?
她说我还有一个女儿，我明天把她带来好不好？
She did come.
她也来了。But
God didn't hang any package on my tree.
但是神没有挂一些东西在我的树上。
I just could love her and pray for her, but I didn't have any word of wisdom or knowledge.
我实在喜爱她，也为她祷告，但我没有什么特别的话可以交通给她。
I only tell you this because
我告诉你这个事情是只为着一个目的。
I think it was last April. I was just about to turn off the TV set.
就在去年四月，当我要把电视机关掉的时候。
We've been watching the evening news.
我们看到晚间的新闻。
Then I saw the familiar face of Franklin Graham standing before the microphone.
我看到一个很熟悉的面孔，这个Franklin Graham，他在那里讲道。
It was Billy's crusade from Dallas that was on at that time.
那个是格佩尼宣教布道团的一个广播。
I heard Franklin announce, "My brother Melvin, or my father's brother Melvin, is going to give a testimony."
我就听到这个Frank就说，我的叔叔，我父亲的弟弟 Melvin， 他要做一个见证。
I wondered what he would say.
我就在想他会说什么。
49 years before, I had given him a word.
49年前，我跟他说了那些话。
Melvin started out by saying Billy was saved when he was 16. I was saved when I was 11.
那个 Melvin 站起来就说， 格菲尼是16岁得救的，我11岁就得救了。
Billy travels the world.
格菲尼周游世界。
And I've been staying home milking cows.
我在家里面就是喂牛。
Then I saw a glint in his eyes.
我就看到他眼睛里面发光发亮。
He said, but God called me to one thing, to be faithful.
但是神呼召我在一件事情上忠心。
And something jumped in my heart.
在我心中我就跳跃着。
I hadn't seen him for 49 years.
我49年没有见到他了。
He'd filled out.
他完全他长胖了。
He was wearing a tam, a cap.
他戴着一个帽子。
I thought that was strange because the Grahams all have lovely hair.
你知道格家他们都有很漂亮的头发，我很奇怪他为什么戴个帽子。
What I didn't know was 6 months later,He was going to be home with the Lord.
但我没有想到六个月之后他就到主那去了。
He was undergoing cancer treatment and had lost all his hair.
因为那个时候他接受癌症的治疗，他已经头发都掉光了。
Why do you share this?
你为什么讲这些？
Not to draw attention.
不是要得要你们注意我。
Just simply to say, be faithful and diligent.
就是告诉你要忠心，要殷勤。
God will reward you later with some encouragement.
神会在以后来赏赐给你。
I'd love to sometime be able to ask what had happened in those 49 years.
我有的时候想问一问，在这49年中间发生了些什么事。
But when a man stands to say, I've been faithful, I accept his word.
但是他站起来说，他忠心的服侍了，我相信他的话。
Would the Holy Spirit encourage you this morning to realize you are marked out for something very specific?
愿意早上圣灵激励你，你是特定被选出来为着一个特定的目的。
Not a matter of the eyes of the world being upon you.
不是世界上的人的眼光怎么看你。
All that matters is that God is pleased with your life.
那重要的乃是神在你一生的里面他喜悦。
He has a process of keeping you at the altar serving him.
他有一个有这样的一个过程，叫你留在祭坛那里来服侍他。
And in his timing, he will reward.
到了他的时间，他必赏赐你。
We are saying this morning, we prove how good the will of God is as we let him unfold it in our lives.
我们早上说到，当他在我们一生的里面慢慢展开他的旨意的时候，我们来查验他的旨意何等的美好。
Would you present yourselves that you might know the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God?
你是不是愿意将你自己献上，来查验什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意？
I hesitated a moment ago. I will share one more thing.
我愿意再讲到一点。
It will explain my being with you.
这实在解释了我为什么能来到你们的中间。
Way back in 1951, I was in a conference attending in northern Canada.
在1951年的时候，在加拿大的北边，我参加一个特会。
Six of us had driven a long distance to be with this gathering of many, many people who were experiencing the Holy Spirit.
我们有六个人在一起开车经过很长的距离，然后去参加特会。那你许许多多的人经历了圣灵的工作。
For many years, my ministry had been among the brethren in small groups.
多年来我在弟兄们中间，在一些小的团体的中间来服侍。
But we were hungry for more of the reality of the Lord.
但是我们渴慕有那主自己的真实在我们的中间。
So we attended this gathering of maybe 1,800 people from all over the world.
我们就参加了那差不多有1,800人从世界各地来的一个特会。
I remember one afternoon service.
我记得有一天下午的聚会的里面。
There had been a great time of worship and thanksgiving to the Lord.
在那里有一个很美好敬拜赞美神的时间。
Suddenly, a brother stood up in the midst and said, I must give you a word.
然后忽然有人站起来，他说我有话，有从神而来的话。
He spoke in a language I did not understand.
他所用的语言我听不懂。
But I know some German and I recognize that it was a guttural tongue from someplace southern Europe.
但因为我会讲德文，所以我知道大概是在欧洲南部的一种语言。
He spoke for 2 or 3 minutes, very fluently.
他很流利地讲了2-3分钟。
I said to the brother sitting beside me, that's a language in Romania, Yugoslavia, someplace down there.
我就告诉我旁边的人说，这大概是南斯拉夫或者那一带的语言。
Would you believe a few minutes later we heard weeping in the back of that big auditorium?
没有几分钟之后，在这一个大的礼堂后面，我就听到有哭泣的声音。
A farm worker who had come from Romania had come into the service that afternoon.
在那一个早上，有一个从 Romania 来的一位主的仆人。
Of course, he didn't understand the English language.
当然他听不懂英文的。
But that brother who spoke his language exhorted him to repent and give his life to the Lord.
前面那个弟兄用着他的语言来激励这位弟兄，叫他悔改。
He mentioned his name and his family and said, "Now is the time to seek the Lord."
他就讲到他指着他的名字，指着他的家人，就说这现今是归向神回转的时候。
There he was weeping on his knees, crying out to God.
在那里他们跪在神面前哭泣的呼求神。
Then word came up to the platform of what had happened.
然后这个消息就传到讲台上。
And there was a real euphoria of praise when we realized God had spoken directly to that man.
当我们领会到神直接向那一位人说话的时候，我们都欢喜。
Can you imagine 1,500 people giving thanks to God for His faithfulness in speaking to that man?
你能不能够想象1,500人为着神的信实向那一位人说话，我们一同把感谢赞美归给神。
My spirit was rejoicing.
我的灵在那里大大的喜乐。
Suddenly I found myself speaking in a language I didn't know.
接着我发现我讲一种语言是我原来不懂的。
I had lived with some missionaries to China who spoke after 26 years there, spoke continually in their home.
我认识一位传教士，他在中国传教26年，所以他在家里面继续他们讲中文。
So I recognized some of the intonations and my brother nudged me and said, that's Chinese.
因为我听得懂这些中文的一些的音调，所以在我旁边的弟兄就说这是中文。
I was filled with joy because I felt God breaking down the barriers in my heart.
我心里面充满了喜乐，我觉得神将我心中的一些的障碍除去了。
I was a good Plymouth Brethren who was very cautious.
我认识一位弟兄，他们是 我是一个很严谨的一位弟兄。
But that day, I believe God hung a package on my tree so that I could worship Him.
我那一天神挂了一包东西在我的树上，叫我能够来敬拜他。
The afternoon service closed.
下午的聚会结束了。
A young lady came up to me. I was sitting near the front.
一位年轻的女士来到我坐在前面的地方。
She said, "There's an elderly sister way back here who needs to talk to you."
她说在后面一位年老的姊妹，她要见你。
I walked back to a gracious lady sitting in a wheelchair.
我就走到后面去。
I'd often seen the picture of Jessie Penn Lewis and I thought, oh, she looks like her.
我在脑海中里面有宾路易师母的印象，所以我说她就像她一样。
She looked at me and she said, "You remember when everybody was worshiping and praising the Lord?"
你记得当众人都在那里敬拜赞美神的时候。
I said, "Oh, yes, I do remember."
我说我当然记得。
She said, "I saw you in a Chinese garment preaching to Chinese."
我看到你穿着中国人的衣裳，向着中国人传道。
Are you planning to go to China sometime?
他说你是不是要到中国去？
I said, "Thank you, Lord."
我说主啊，谢谢你。
I believe you gave me some verification. And from that time on, broke down prejudices in my life.
这样就在我的生活的里面除去了一些的偏见。
I've shared this very rarely through the years.
这些年来我很少交通到这个。
But I felt this morning maybe to explain to you, you don't need to go to China to speak in Chinese.
对，我因为早上说你不需要到中国去向中国人传教。
And this is probably my last time with any of you, but I obeyed the Lord and what He has confirmed in my heart is very real.
我向着主，他在我心里面所启示我的。
I believe God wants us to prove His will.
我相信神是要来叫我们来查验他的旨意。
I've never spoken in Chinese since.
从那之后我从来没有讲过中文。
I said, "Oh God, if I could."
我说主啊，如果我会讲中文。
But I share my burden with you this morning.
但我早上把我的负担交通给你们。
Don't be afraid of letting God develop fruit in your life. You have a ministry of a life.
让神在你的生命的里面，让那些生命的果子长成，你用着生命来服侍。
And if God hangs a package in your tree to give to somebody else, thank Him.
但是当神也挂一些东西在你的树上，你也用着这些的恩赐来服侍神，也感谢他。While
we bow our hearts for a moment,
让我们低头祷告。You
ask Him, "Lord, help me to so present myself that I can discover the main taproot of my life."
主啊，愿意你早上帮助我，让我知道。 我所有的恩赐，
and I can understand your calling.
让我能够明白你的呼召。
We bow before you this morning and we give you thanks.
我们俯伏在你的跟前，我们把感谢归给你。
Because we know your concern for every individual in this group.
因为你关心我们在座的每一位。
You're saying, "Present your body to me, a living sacrifice."
你说叫我们把身体献上，当作活祭。
And you can prove how good the will of God is.
叫我们查验你的旨意何等的美好。
While we sit here this quiet moment,
当我们坐在这里安静的
we just say, Yes, Lord, I choose to give you myself wholly.
我们就说主啊我愿意将自己完全的献上成为圣洁。
And having called and chosen, I want to be faithful.
我们是蒙召的，我们是蒙拣选的，我们愿意忠心。
We give thee the praise in Jesus' name.
我们将赞美都归给你，我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.